Kim, did y'all practice yesterday, and was there focus on free throw, or today then, focus on free throws?
And Texas Tech.
Yeah.
We had to give them a day off, so yesterday was the only logical day, so normally we would have been working on Tech yesterday, but we got to get it all done today.
What do you, you know, when you have a night shooting free throws like you did, do you just flush it, or do you shoot free throws and do something?
A little of both.
Yeah.
You know, it can become mental, so you don't overemphasize it, but you talk about it. You make sure they get up enough shots and enough free throws, and mainly you look at the film and correct a lot of things, not just free throws, throughout the game. And we'll do that today and do Texas Tech today.
At the end of last week, you touched on about your depth, and of course that played a big role against TCU. Can you kind of elaborate about it? Again, it's just these players are always ready. They know their roles, and if a starter goes out, you just plug one right in and they don't miss a beat.
Well, I don't know how many beats we were hitting on the other night, but we did have some kids. I thought Moon played solid minutes off the bench. Queen started, so I can't say that she played off the bench. You know, guys, we got to correct a lot of things that were poor in that TCU game. And I always believe in giving opponents credit. I think that they were just really, really more passionate and intense than we were, and out-hustled us on a lot of things, and really did some things to put themselves in a position to beat us. We just gutted out some plays there and won the ball game and made enough free throws at the end to win it.
What does it say about your team, though, that they did take a really good team's best shot and, you know, they didn't fold?
Well, now, I do take something from that as well. I mean, you have to make sure you let them know you didn't lose the game. But next time we play them, these are things that we have to correct.
Coach, do you think they'll have extra incentive because Aaron is now playing for us?
I don't know. Aaron may. Maybe she'll get them fired up. I don't know. I think they're going to have extra incentive because of the way we probably played the last game. And being at home brings out a little bit more in you.
Aaron, what are your emotions about playing in this game?
Not really like emotions. It's just kind of like weird to be on the opposite side instead of with the normal team that I normally play with. It's just going to be kind of weird just to be on the opposite side.
Have you looked at what they've done this year? Because they've had some decent wins. They've also had some losses that they probably aren't real happy about. Have you kind of followed them at all, you know, your old teammates and everything?
Well, two of my best friends are on the team, Brittany and Sydney, so I talk to them once a week. They're just like a better team, I guess. More dialed in and more focused on the plan that the coach has for them.
Kim, do you lean on her for a scouting report?
No, I don't operate that way. I lean on my coaches and go in there and present the scouting report. I keep in mind, just as I did with Coop, that she's playing against her old team. But, you know, we don't really overemphasize that, if we even emphasize it at all.
It seems like the team's chasing you guys in the standings at this point. It's kind of the Wild West out there. Somebody will beat somebody else every night. Texas Tech is coming off a win over Oklahoma. So, you know, does that make it tough when you don't know, like, these are the main competitors, these are the ones that are really shooting for
it? I don't know if it makes it tough. It makes us do more work. You know, there's no separation there, really, amongst about three or four or five teams right there. One's beating this one, and this one you think's going to win, and they end up losing. So it just makes us have to do a lot more work and make sure we're prepared and present everything we can to our kids before we play.
Did you speak of the parity of what's going on in the conference?
I think if you look at our men's and women's basketball, I think there's parity nationally across the country. I don't know that there's a dominant team in either – on either side, and I know people probably like that.
Is there any update with Smith? I mean, I know she was out for more so precaution.
Actually, being off yesterday, I haven't really asked. I guess when I go on the floor here in a little bit, he'll tell me what she can and can't do. I think each day's probably a little bit better.
Queen, did that change your mindset at all, starting as opposed to coming off the bench?
No, it didn't.
What and I guess you knew ahead of time what was your approach? What were you wanting to do in that game, I guess?
Rebound, make the shots I know how to make, and just play within myself and not try to force anything.
Kim, they're in year two of Coach Stallings' tenure there. Do you see some development? What do you see from Texas Tech in general?
Well, her second year, I think it's like Aaron said, they're a little bit more focused and know what they're supposed to do. When you have a new coach, you're trying to please them, you're trying to get minutes, and they probably understand her better now. What I see in Texas Tech is a team that'll push it hard in transition. You've got Brewer, who's an all-conference player. Carr was freshman of the year in this league last year. They've added depth on the perimeter, and they're all looking to score the ball. They have a transfer from Connecticut who's now eligible, and Lexi Gordon, she can spread you out as a four player and shoot the three ball.
Queen, with you starting against TC, what would you say is the biggest takeaway that you have had from starting in place of Smith, and just how you maybe grew as a player maybe from that?
Defense, and just knowing where your man is at all time, but also being willing to help and staying out of foul trouble.
Kim, you talked about her defense there in that stretch, and I think it was in the second quarter. Is that something you can show on film?
Yes, we'll watch plenty of film today.
Yeah.
We were up 11, and she gave up two threes in transition. And you just stop, you teach it. But she won't be the only one. There'll be many of them in the film room today that we've got to fix some things. I didn't think our defense is what it has been. Credit Tech TCU for some of that. They move a lot without the ball. They come off screens away from the ball. They use on-ball screens. They just took it right at us. And we did gut it out, and we did win. But we've got to fix some things. We were exposed in a lot of ways at TCU.
How about Caitlin's minutes that she gave you the other night? What was your kind of evaluation after looking at that one?
She hit two big free throws.
Coach, did you think y'all were a little bit impatient at times on the offensive end?
Yes, one pass, one shot. One pass, one shot. One pass, one shot. Now, that's all great if it goes in. But as you saw the other night, that's not how you're going to beat good teams. And you don't want them to turn down good shots, but you can't survive like that and be a very good team. So we'll talk about that too. Y'all need to come to the film room with us. Y'all can interject some of that stuff you saw.
That'd be cool.
Particularly with your emphasis on defense, how rewarding is that to see Dee Dee and LC both on the finalists for that defensive player of the year?
They're deserving of it. Certainly I'm a little bit partial because I don't think there's anybody on that list any better than those two. So how do you pick one over the other at this point? Just give them co-defensive national players of the year, because one has to do it in the paint and help everybody, and one has to do it on the perimeter. And we don't win without those two on the defensive end of the floor.
Do you feel like what you guys have done on the road in conference versus what you've done at home, is there a gap in there?
No, just the TCU game.
Yeah.
Just the TCU game. And, I can come up with a lot of reasons why I think we played that way, but I also want to give TCU credit.